Now, let's take a look at what is going to be making news in the week ahead. And first up, if you drive in the city from tomorrow, it's more than likely you'll have to slow down. The 40-kilometre-an-hour speed zone in the CBD is being expanded, and it's pretty much around improving pedestrian safety across more city streets. Now, to fill us in on where we need to slow down, we're joined by the Executive Director of the Centre for Road Safety, Bernard Carlin. Bernard, thanks so much for your time this evening.
Yeah, good evening, Natalie and Michael.
Okay, so drivers in the city tomorrow will be affected by this change. Where is the new boundary of the 40k an hour zone?
Okay, so it's going to be now expanded pretty much across the whole of central CBD and connect the 40k zones from Surry Hills and the Rocks. So it's north of Alfred Street at Circular Quay, and then Macquarie Street and College Street, there all the way to Railway Square, and then on the west at Quay Street, including the Paddy Markets precinct. So, 2014, about half the CBD was converted to 40k, and now this pretty much covers the whole of the CBD with a shift from 50 to 40 kilometres an hour across that whole CBD area.
It sure does. We're talking, as you said, Surry Hills all the way to the Rocks, so it really does take in that whole George Street stretch. There are a few speed cameras and red light cameras in that zone. Do the fines kick in tomorrow as well, or do we get a bit of a grace period?
No, there will be a bit of a grace period so that people can adjust in order for them to, you know, get used to those new conditions of 40Ks. What we do know is that, you know, the difference between 50 and 40 kilometres an hour for a pedestrian crash, it doubles the risk of a fatality at 50 kilometres an hour. So just that extra 10 kilometres is really dangerous in high pedestrian locations. That's why all across the state we have around 160 high pedestrian 40k zones, and this is clearly now one that's going to be right across the city. And of course, we've had since 2005 around 12 fatalities and more than 1,000 injuries from crashes within just this zone that we're
actually in. So, in the extra zone?
Yes.
Right. Okay, gosh.
So, you know, it is about that, but as much as it's about protecting pedestrians and, of course, other vulnerable users like bike riders and motorcyclists, what we also know is that it does reduce the number of crashes in total as well. And, of course, crashes are one of the primary causes of congestion in the city. And so if we're reducing crashes as well, then we should see that the congestion issues in the city are also assisted by this move.
And keep things flowing. Now, before we let you go, no doubt that cars have the potential to do more damage than a human body or even a bike or a motorbike, as you mentioned, for that matter. But surely some of the onus needs to be on pedestrians to put their phones away and look where they're going. There's nothing more frustrating than driving through the CBD and having people stepping out, you know, at the last minute to try and cross the road. What's your message to pedestrians?
Look, absolutely. You know, we've had an increase in pedestrian fatalities, and that's tragic. And we do need pedestrians to focus on their behaviour as well. So, you know, within the city, there's very little excuse for people actually crossing mid-block, running across four lanes, which is quite dangerous. You know,
yes,
there's plenty of opportunities to get to signalised intersections and to cross safely. Whilst, you know, the green light is showing, and we also know that sort of when that red man starts flashing, that actually you shouldn't leave the curb. The rule is that you should wait for the next green phase. And so we do need pedestrians to pay particular care, only using those crossings, but as well to stop and look and listen and think before stepping out onto the road. And yes, of course, not to be distracted by mobile phones or to have audio playing whilst you're attempting to cross a road, which, of course, is a really dangerous environment for pedestrians.
Very true. Headphones out. Well, Bernard, thanks so much for your time this evening.
No problem. Thanks, Natalie.
That's the Centre for Road Safety's Executive Director, Bernard Carlin.